Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Well, Texas Blues bringing this back. ZZ Top. Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating our 18th anniversary with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is an original founding member. He's the purveyor of ProfitPro.us, and he is the Profit Pro. He's our Profit Pro, and he's also one of the great volunteers for SCORE. Score.org. Steve, thanks again for being here. Tell us about some of your experiences. Can you tell us some stories about your experiences with some of your clients, some of your students?
Absolutely, Jim. Of course, all the mentoring that we do in SCORE is free, confidential, and neutral. So
right.
I'm not going to give away any any identifying information.
Or trade secrets.
No trade secrets, yeah. In fact, I'll just pick a couple of the 273,000 mentoring sessions that were done by SCORE last fiscal year. I get an email from a Main Street retail store, and the gal says, I need money to operate. I'm behind in my bills, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, have you tried to apply for a loan? She said, yes, but they turned me down. And I said, well, send me a copy of your business plan, and I'll take a look at it. And the response was, I don't have a business plan. I don't know how to write one.
Mm-hmm.
So we are literally at this point working in the process of establishing historical records to determine what the sales have been and build a forecast so we can put together a working business plan last 3 years, 3 years going forward, that'll be the foundation for making decisions in that business. And hopefully, with if the numbers work out, that'll be the foundation for the business owner being able to get a loan or at least apply for a loan.
Well, and the thing is about a business plan, you know, the average banker doesn't know how to read a business plan anyway. So God bless them, everyone. I love them. I love them all. But the average banker either doesn't know how or they're too lazy to read it. Okay, let's just be honest. However, the things that you learn, the things that you do, the discipline that you install for yourself when you write a business plan and manage your business by that, produces the kind of collateral that bankers do understand and that they do want and that they will read, and therefore will get, and it will create the performance of those of that collateral, meaning the performance of the company, of the business, will show up in that collateral, and that's what the banker wants.
Absolutely, Jim.
They don't necessarily want to see your publication. They want to see the fruit of that publication.
Yeah, and that's it exactly. The first customer and most important customer of planning process is the entrepreneur, the small business.
Yep.
Because, as you say, the thinking that goes into it is absolutely critical. And if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know how to even measure what you're currently doing, things come to chance. And guess what? As you see with things like changes in the age of the customer, chance is no longer on your side.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And in fact, by the time you're looking for chance, you know, something's already run over you.
That's right. Yeah, it's running your business by default. You know, which wheel is the squeakiest, so that's the bill that's going to get paid, or the customer order that's going to get paid attention to, and so forth.
Yep.
And that random approach to business just will not work.
Well, and it manufactures crisis on demand.
Yes. Boy, that's for sure. So that's a lot of what I see in terms of of small businesses. They're not working on, or they're not working on the businesses as well as they should. They're working in it, you know, getting the job done day to day.
But is it, I'm just imagining the fulfillment that you get when you see this person, this lady you were talking about, when you see her, the lights coming on in her eyes, where she says, oh, this is how these cogs go together. Oh, now that I put this cog with that cog, now I've got some leverage I didn't have before. Wait a minute. You mean I don't have to have brain damage in order to accomplish this? Right? I mean, that's the payday for you, isn't it?
Well, Jim, that's why 11,000 of us plus volunteer with SCORE. There is just a wonderful sense of satisfaction in being able to give back and help people make better decisions. And let's face it, the vast majority of jobs in the U.S. are driven by small businesses.
Yeah.
And yet small businesses typically think they have limited or no resources. Well, take a look at SCORE.org, because anyone in the country can access a wonderful set of resources online, workshops and papers and workbooks, yep, et cetera, and you can access SCORE volunteers through the internet and face-to-face, which we,
yep,
do a lot,
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's
here.
One thing that Ken was telling us last time he was here was how many virtual sessions they have now.
Yeah, it's tremendous for doing
especially thousands. Especially if someone in your community doesn't have the expertise you need, but somebody across the state does.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Jim. I've
hold on that, hey, Steve. Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick one right back after these messages with our good friend Steve Martin, SCORE.org, and also ProfitPro.us. Remember my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.